You pick up a hammer, a drill, a saw, or a wrench because something needs to get done. A loose board, a crooked hinge, a shelf waiting to go up. These are the tools every home and job site depends on, yet many people never learn how to hold them the right way. A tool feels simple until it bites back. A hammer slips and bruises a thumb. A drill walks off the mark. A saw binds halfway through a cut. A wrench rounds a bolt you needed to save. None of this is about strength. It is about control, stance, and knowing what the tool wants to do the moment you touch it. This guide walks you through the basics so you can work with confidence. You will learn how each tool is built, how to hold it, and how to make clean, safe moves from the first strike to the last turn. By the end, you will know how to avoid the mistakes that slow beginners down and how to build habits that stay with you for life. Chapter 1, The Ground You Stand On. You start by learning what each tool is meant to do. A hammer delivers force in a straight line. A drill spins a bit so the edge can bite into wood or metal. A saw removes material with every stroke. A wrench transfers your hand force into rotation so a fastener turns. When you understand the purpose, the movements make sense. The work becomes smoother because you are not fighting the tool or the material. Your workspace matters as much as the tool in your hand. Set up an area with clear lighting. Keep the ground dry and stable. Remove anything that may shift under your feet. Place materials on a solid surface so your cuts, holes, and strikes land where you expect them to. Good work begins with good footing. You feel safer because nothing surprises you. Before you touch any of the four tools, put on basic protective gear. Wear safety glasses. Cover your hands if the task calls for it. Tie back loose clothing. This small routine stops more injuries than any advanced skill. Professionals never skip it because they know the cost of complacency. Now look at the hammer. It has three main parts. The handle gives you reach and leverage. The head holds the striking face. The claw removes nails. Grip the hammer near the end of the handle. Your wrist stays straight. Your stance stays balanced. The aim comes from your shoulder and elbow. The power comes from the arc of the swing. Beginners often choke up on the handle. This shortens the arc and reduces control. When you hold it correctly, the hammer feels like it is doing the work for you. A drill looks simple, but the anatomy matters. The body houses the motor. The trigger controls speed. The chuck holds the bit. Every bit is shaped for a purpose. A twist bit starts most wood and metal work. A spade bit clears large holes fast. A countersink bit shapes the edges so screws sit flush. Match the bit to the job and lock it securely. Keep both hands on the drill when you start. One hand on the grip, one hand supporting the body. This gives you a straight line and steady pressure. Loose or tilted starts cause the bit to wander. Pick up the saw next. You need to understand its teeth before you cut. The teeth are angled to clear material as they move. A crosscut saw handles cuts across the grain. A rip saw travels with the grain. A handsaw works best when the strokes are long and relaxed. Never force it. Let the teeth do the cutting. The handle gives you direction and the blade shows you the line. If the saw chatters, your grip is too tight. If it binds, the material may be unsupported or the cut is twisting. These are small signs that tell you how the job is going. A wrench may look like the simplest tool in the set, but it demands precision. The jaws or socket must fit the fastener perfectly. A wrong size rounds the corners. A loose grip leads to slips. Hold the wrench with your hand close to the end of the handle to gain smooth leverage. Pull the wrench toward you when you can. Pushing away increases the risk of losing control. You feel the difference in your shoulder and wrist. The wrench stays aligned with the fastener instead of drifting at an angle. Your body position is the foundation for safe movement. Stand with your feet shoulder-width apart. Keep your weight centered. Do not reach too far. When you extend beyond your natural line of balance, the tool controls you instead of the other way around. The four core tools reward stable posture. A hammer strike lands cleaner. A drill spins straighter. A saw stroke stays on the line. A wrench turn feels smooth without sudden jumps. Before making your first move with any tool, make light contact. Touch the nail with the hammer head without swinging. Set the drill bit on the mark without squeezing the trigger. Place the saw teeth on the line and draw one slow starter stroke. Fit the wrench to the fastener and test the direction. This small pause locks your aim into place. It turns hesitation into preparation. It also prevents the early slips that most beginners experience. Your goal in this chapter is to build habits that work for all tools. Know what the tool is designed to do. Hold it in a way that supports that purpose. Keep your stance stable. Prepare the first contact with care. These habits carry into every project, small or large. The stake is simple. If you build these foundations now, you avoid the mistakes that injure beginners. You work faster. You work safer. You feel in control from the start. You set yourself up for the skill jumps in the next chapter. Chapter 2, Execution and Testing. You are ready to put the tools to work. Every move you make now builds on the habits from the first chapter. This is where technique matters. You learn how a clean strike feels, how a straight hole forms, how a cut follows its line, and how a fastener turns without damage. As you work, you test your results. Small checks keep you on track. A good tradesperson always knows why something worked and why something did not. Start with the hammer. Hold it near the end of the handle. Touch the nail head lightly to confirm your aim. Tap once to set the nail. The tap anchors the metal without bending it. Then raise the hammer and swing in a smooth arc. Your wrist stays straight. The head does the work. Never swing with your arm locked tight. Let your elbow and shoulder move together. Each strike should land in the same spot. If the nail leans, adjust before continuing. If it bends, remove it with the claw and start again. Driving a nail cleanly is about rhythm, not force. When you reach the final strikes, ease up so you do not bury the nail too deep. Removing a nail uses a different motion. Slide the claw under the nail head. Rock the hammer backward while keeping the handle stable. The motion should feel controlled. If the nail resists, reposition the claw or place a block under the hammer head to increase leverage. Never yank straight up. That snaps wood and wastes effort. Move to the drill. Match the bit to the job. Insert it into the chuck and tighten it evenly. Hold the drill with two hands. Place the bit on your mark. Apply light forward pressure. Feather the trigger to start the spin at a slow speed. A slow start keeps the bit from wandering. When the edges bite, increase the speed. Keep the drill aligned with the hole. If the drill begins to tilt, stop and reset. For deeper holes, back the bit out briefly to clear debris. This keeps the cut clean and prevents overheating. When the hole is finished, release the trigger before pulling the drill away. A spinning bit slipping out of a hole can scratch the surface or catch on material. If the hole looks rough, the bit may be dull or the drill moved during the cut. These checks help you understand your accuracy. Now the saw. Begin by placing the material on a stable surface. Support both sides of the cut so the blade does not bind. Grip the saw handle firmly but without tension. Set the teeth on the cut line. Draw one slow starter stroke toward you to create a shallow guide. This groove keeps the blade centered. Then move into long, even strokes. Your shoulder drives the motion. Your wrist stays relaxed. Do not rush. Let the teeth clear material at their own pace. A clean cut sounds and feels smooth. If the blade starts to pinch, stop. Adjust the material so the kerf does not close on the saw. For the last few inches, ease your pressure so the material does not splinter. Cutting curves or tight spaces requires controlled strokes. Shorten your motion. Follow the line with steady attention. If the blade resists, check your angle. A saw wants to travel in the direction the teeth are set. Working with that design gives you clean results. Pick up the wrench. Fit it to the fastener so there is no gap. Pull the wrench toward you in a straight line. This keeps your body aligned and reduces slips. If the fastener is tight, increase pressure gradually. Do not jerk. If it still does not move, reposition your stance and try again. When loosening, you may hear or feel a small break as the threads release. Keep the wrench aligned so the corners of the fastener stay sharp. When tightening, stop as soon as you feel firm resistance. Over-tightening damages threads and makes future work harder. While you work, use simple testing steps. After driving a nail, run your fingers near the head. It should sit flush without rocking. After drilling, check the hole. It should be straight with clean edges. After sawing, place a square against the cut. The line should stay true from top to bottom. After wrenching, try turning the fastener by hand. It should feel secure, but not strained. Testing is not an extra step. It is how you learn. The tool gives you feedback. A hammer strike that drifts tells you your stance shifted. A drill that binds tells you the bit angle changed. A saw that wanders shows you the blade is not following the groove. A wrench that slips tells you the size is wrong or your grip is off. Every check helps you correct the next move. Keep your eyes and body aware of safety signals. If a tool feels harder to control than it did a moment ago, stop. You may be fighting the material or losing your stance. If the drill produces smoke or an odd smell, the bit is dull or the speed is too high. If a saw begins to bind, the workpiece may be closing on the cut. If a wrench skips across a fastener, reset before trying again. Professional work is built on these small decisions. You make them without rushing. You keep your signals clean. You learn how each tool behaves when it is being used correctly. By the end of this chapter, you can pick up any of the four tools and execute the basic task with control and confidence. The stake of this chapter is simple. You need to know not only how to make the tool work, but how to confirm that the result is sound. When you can test your own work, you know you are moving safely and building skill that lasts. Chapter 3, Troubleshooting, Common Mistakes, Long-Term Care. You now know how to use the tools with control. The next step is understanding what goes wrong and how to correct it. Every beginner faces the same problems: slips, bends, wandering holes, binding cuts, and rounded fasteners. These are not signs of failure. They are part of the learning curve. When you know how to troubleshoot, the mistakes stop repeating. You work faster, safer, and with more confidence. This chapter gives you the patterns that skilled workers rely on. Start with the hammer. One common mistake is the glancing blow. This happens when your wrist bends during the strike. The head hits at an angle, bending the nail or missing the mark. The fix is simple. Check your stance and grip. Keep your wrist straight and swing from your shoulder. Make one or two slow practice arcs before striking again. Another issue is overdriving a nail. Too much force at the end pushes the nail below the surface. Ease up for the last strikes. Let the hammer place the nail flush without crushing the wood fibers. If the hammer feels out of balance, check the handle for cracks or loosened heads. A damaged handle reduces control and increases risk. Replace it if it shows signs of wear. A hammer should feel like an extension of your hand. When it does not, stop and correct the problem. Move to the drill. The most common issue is wandering. This happens when the bit slides off the mark before biting into the material. To fix this, make a small starter divot with a nail or an awl. Hold the drill steady with two hands. Start at a slow speed until the bit sets. Another mistake is pushing too hard. Excess pressure stalls the motor and burns the bit. Keep your pressure light and steady. Let the bit cut at its own pace. If the hole comes out uneven, check your alignment. A tilted drill creates an angled cut. Stop and realign with the surface. If you see smoke or smell burning, stop immediately. The bit may be dull or clogged with debris. Clear it, slow your speed, and continue only when the drill feels smooth again. A drill should be cleaned after heavy use. Wipe off dust, check the chuck for debris, and store bits in a dry place. Dull bits slip more, wander more, and cause more mistakes. Replace or sharpen them as needed. A small change in the bit's condition makes a big difference in your results. Now troubleshoot the saw. Saw binding is one of the most common problems. Binding happens when the two sides of the cut squeeze the blade. This is usually caused by unsupported material or a twisting motion. The fix is to reposition your workpiece. Support both sides so the cut opens naturally. Let the saw travel in long, even strokes. Do not force the blade downward. Forcing twists the cut and increases the chance of binding. Another saw mistake is drifting off the line. This happens when the starter groove is shallow or your grip is too tight. Relax your hand. Let the saw ride the groove. If you drift far, stop and start a new line from a clean point. Trying to force the blade back to the line usually makes the cut worse. A correct fix is better than a forced correction. Inspect your saw regularly. Clean the blade. Remove pitch and dust. Replace it if it becomes dull. A dull blade requires more effort and increases the chance of binding. Good teeth make clean cuts. Now look at the wrench. The most common mistake is rounding a fastener. This happens when the wrench is the wrong size or the angle is off. Always fit the wrench snugly. If the fastener has worn corners, switch to a socket that grips more surface. When loosening, keep the wrench aligned with the fastener so your pull is straight. If it slips once, stop. Reset your grip before trying again. Another wrench issue is over-tightening. Many beginners think tighter is better. In reality, over-tightening damages threads and weakens the joint. Tighten until you feel firm resistance, then stop. If you need precise torque, use a torque wrench. Learn the feel of a proper turn. It becomes second nature with practice. Wrench maintenance is simple but important. Keep the jaws clean. Inspect for cracks or warping. Lubricate adjustable wrenches with a drop of oil so they slide smoothly. A rough or sticky adjustment leads to sloppy fits and unsafe work. Now consider long-term care for all four tools. Clean them after each use. Store them in a dry area. Moisture causes rust. Rust weakens metal and shortens tool life. Oil moving parts lightly. Replace worn blades, bits, or handles. These small habits make the tools safer and easier to use. A well-cared-for tool responds better in your hand. You should also build a troubleshooting routine of your own. When something goes wrong, do not push through. Stop. Ask yourself three questions. What changed? Did my stance shift? Is the tool dull or damaged? These questions help you diagnose problems before they get worse. A good worker listens to the tool and trusts the signals. When you finish a task, check your results like an inspector. Is the nail flush? Is the hole straight? Is the cut true? Is the fastener secure? Take a quick photo if it helps you track progress. Documentation is a strong habit. It builds confidence and helps you see improvement over time. Before you close this guide, commit to three long-term habits. Keep your tools clean. Work with steady, controlled movements. Fix mistakes early instead of pushing through them. These habits shape your skill for years. The cost of not maintaining your tools or correcting mistakes early is simple. You work harder than you need to. You risk injury. You lose time. But when you care for the tools and build reliable habits, the work becomes smoother and more satisfying. You feel in control. You feel ready for bigger jobs. This chapter brings the series to a close. You now have the basics, the corrections, and the care plan. These four tools will serve you well if you respect them and give them regular attention. You can pick up a hammer, a drill, a saw, or a wrench, and know exactly how to get the best out of each one.